Friday, as we head toward a long weekend for many, not everyone. I'll be with you on Monday as we take you through Monday programming leading up to the Pirates day game in San Francisco. As we wrap things up on Fridays, we do things pretty much the same way every Friday afternoon, which is by reading something, because I think you know how much I like to read. Darcy Andres has written a book called The Secret of Success is Not a Secret. Stories of famous people who persevered. And in this book, which is 365 pages, I think I've determined, 365 pages, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of stories of people who didn't necessarily have everything, didn't necessarily have a leg up, but still managed to get to a point of being someone that all of us would know. The name is certainly one, and their feats and what it was that they accomplished and that sort of thing. So we are going to bring in Austin. Austin is my producer this afternoon. And Austin, as you understand the rules to be, you are going to be asked to be our random number generator. So I am going to ask you to choose a number starting with 17 and going through and including 365, realizing that whatever number you choose, we're going to go to that page in the book and we are going to read the selection for this week based on the number that you choose.
So last week,
yes,
we went with 32.
32 you did because of the death of Jim Brown, if I'm remembering correctly. Is
correct.
That right?
Correct. Let's go with, so it's supposedly a random number, but let's make it not so random. Today is May 26th.
May
if the Pirates
26th.
Win tonight, they will have win number 26.
Okay.
Let's go with page 26.
Le'Veon Bell, by the way, saying earlier that he was hoping that he could retire with the Steelers and wants to come back to the NFL. He wore number 26 also.
Yes, he did.
Last week was Bob Cousy. This week, as we go to page 26, we are dealing with somebody who was a French post-impressionist painter. Paul Cézanne, 1861. After many arguments, Paul's father agreed to let him drop out of school with the goal of becoming an artist. He quit studying law, he moved to Paris, and immediately applied to the influential art school. They rejected him. Discouraged, Paul applied and was accepted to a less prestigious institute, the Académie Suisse. But he left after a few months and went back home to work at his father's bank. A year later, after an encouragement from a writer by the name of Émile Zola, Paul returned to Paris and again tried to gain admittance to that same school that he really wanted to attend. As before, he was rejected. Further disappointments dogged him when his submissions were rejected by the Paris Salon, the official art exhibit of the French Society. For the next 6 years, Cézanne continued to submit his art to the Paris Salon, and the exhibition continued to reject his work. It was not until 1895, after the urgings of fellow artists, including Pizarro, Monet, Renoir, some pretty big names there, that Cézanne allowed a dealer to show a large number of his paintings. The event increased public interest in his work. Today, he is considered a dominant figure in the development of modern painting. Many in the art world, including Pablo Picasso, believe that it was his innovations that sparked the movements that followed in cubism and abstractionism. Right now, a moment is fleeting by. Capture its reality in paint. To do that, we must put all else out of our minds. We must become that moment. Paul Cézanne. Dogged by disappointments, the French post-impressionist painters whose innovative work laid the foundation for cubism and modern abstract art. Can you imagine going from 1861 until 1895. 34 years of just rejection, rejection, rejection. No, 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 not interested. Forget about it. No chance. No, noof, whatever. I mean, and yet you continue to do something, and then, oh, by the way, it is discovered by some of your guys that you're hanging out with, right? Some of the folks that you just happen to hang with, you know, like Pizarro and Monet and Renoir, you know, those guys and Pablo Picasso say, hey, you know what? You're doing some pretty good stuff. Let's show this. Can you imagine what that must be like? I can't fathom. There's no way I could do it.
Sometimes it just takes somebody to truly believe in you.
34 years later.
That's the point. Truly, though. Like, well, think about this. Like, Drew Maggi, when he was called up for the Pirates,
yes.
33,
uh-huh.
So many years in the minor leagues. There's rumors that there potentially might be like a documentary or a movie about his story.
Yeah.
And it's just that constant fight, that constant belief in yourself
uh-huh.
to the point where you're going to meet the right people at some point that truly want to give you that shot because you've earned it and they've seen the hard work that you've put in. And, you know, it's a story from, what, 125 years later or so?
Yeah.
But still, a lot of relevance to both, just continuing to try to stick with it and just knowing that you still have the ability to be able to do it. So,
not to mention that, but that what he did was noticed by others who said, oh, by the way, you're doing something that nobody else, and maybe that's why nobody liked it, is because nobody else was doing it. Maybe he was doing it so differently than everyone else that they couldn't even understand how brilliant he truly was. But anyway, that comes from this week's reading of The Secret of Success is Not a Secret. The stories of famous people who persevered. Darcy Andre's book here on KDKA.